So, peace. God bless you. Would like to tell you that peace will come to Israel. Peace comes from Israel, and we go back to Israel. The apparent peace that Brother Frank spoke about, that was being prepared, or is being prepared, as Brother Frank said, when this apparent peace will come to pass, then suddenly a destruction will come upon them. As we said, the Lord will come as a thief in the night, but that is for the church, for the bride. The exhortation here is to dwell in the light. Is the verse here, as is written here in 1 Thessalonians 4. Therefore, live in the light. You are children of the light. So the exhortation is to live in the light. There's a sister who asks a question related to Israel. Israel right now, is Israel a state, and what kind of religion do they have? So the brother is answering. So there is just one God. So the sister asked her the question, what's the relation between Christendom and Israelite religion? So we have a monotheist, we have a Trinitarian, and we have Muslim. So they are the three biggest religions. The Jewish religion, with the only true God, is the Old Testament. They did not accept the Messiah. So the preparation that the Lord asked us is for us, but for them, for the Jewish, God will reveal himself to them, and they will recognize whom they pierce. One day, they will have this revelation. Once the Lord will finish with the church, or the bride, and when he will be in the wedding supper, he will come back to reveal himself to Israel, and he will seal the 144,000, he will seal them, and Elijah and Moses, they be there physically, not just spiritually. We know these things by revelation. The sister is asking the meaning of 144,000 sealed. So what's the meaning of sealed? And Brother Franco said it's meant to be filled with the Holy Spirit. That is the seal of God. It's like to be filled. It's like to be filled and to belong to the owner who filled with his Spirit. And we say that the vessel was separated. A vessel was separated to be filled and to be at the service of the Lord. It's like the Lord who sealed his bride, and the bride sealed with the Spirit of God and separated for the day of redemption, or till the day of redemption. And it's good to ask questions. If someone is a newcomer, it's normal to ask questions. In the book of Revelation, it speaks about the seventh seal. It's the book in which the mysteries, they were sealed. we can say, and each time that the soul, the seal was opened, a revelation was given. That's what Brother Branham, the messenger of this age, as Brother Frank said, God has granted grace at the evening time. The Lord has sent his light. At evening time, shall be light, and the message of the hour came in this time in which all people are good, or even though there is darkness, people are living in the worldly way, but the light came to give us, to enlighten us, and to put, to separate the bride. So there were seals. Then God has revealed it to the bride, opened it, giving it to his messenger, his Brother Branham, the 11th of June 1933. The Lord, in the cloud, he gave a message, and he said, as John the Baptist was sent, a message is given to you to prepare my second coming. So it's a message, he's not a man. Then step by step, all the seals were open. First seal, second seal, third seal. So then the same is for the believer. So when they are sealed, they seal once for all. But God had to reveal the seals, the closed seal, also the seal, to open them for the bride at this end time. Now it's important to explain these seals. Everything that God revealed us, he revealed it in advance. Everything that we know it in advance for the bride to be prepared. But all this, even after that, the bride will go home, there be still things to be accomplished or to be fulfilled, but we know them already in advance. Do you understand? God revealed them to us as they are written. And when the bride will be raptured, there be still other development or event to take place, literally as written. And the bride will be raptured already. After the seven church ages, as we read in Revelation. So the first Revelation chapter 1, the first chapter speaks about the Lord. You can read it alone. In the first chapter, it speaks about the Lord Jesus Christ. And from the second chapter, it starts speaking about the church, the seven church ages. From the second chapter and the third chapter, we have the seven church ages. Then chapter 4, the Lord tells to John, come here to see. So, and we see that in this chapter, we see that the bride is already raptured. And we have understood the church ages. They are ages that they passed already, and we are living the seven church age. And then chapter 4, the Lord is coming is calling John in spirit. And then we see the seals, chapter 4, 5, 6, till chapter 8, where it speaks about the last seal. And there is then half an hour of silence in the heaven. But all these things, they will come to pass. They will come to pass. We see, for example, in Revelation 8, chapter 6, verse 6, chapter 8, verse 6, and the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. Naturally, is really complex. I'm just giving a summary just to show you that everything that is written is going to take place, and also after the rapture of the bride. If we go, for example, in Revelation 3, verse 21, is written, "To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne." This is the conclusion of the church ages. Then there is a vision of Patmos that God gave to John. We see also in chapter 7, God has in the throne of God, we see the Lamb in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a Lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all earth. Chapter 5, verse 6. Now, verse 7. "And he came to took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne." The book is the book that was sealed. And God has given the grace to John to write and to describe. And then Brother Branham came to reveal what it was written in. Step after step, we learn these things. For this reason, it's good to read, to meditate upon the Word of God. And Brother Frank also repeated. And today was really rich. The Word was, God has blessed us. We see really that we are at the end time. If there is a brother or sister who has a question with something, the sister has still a lot of questions to ask, and Brother Frank will answer. If God grant grace, you can come to us, or we come to you, then we share the word in family with your mother, and everyone else can come, and we speak about the Lord, and we share the word of God together. It's going to be a blessing, and also for you. Amen. The Brother Matthew right now is in UK for work. Now he's working in UK. May God bless him. Here we are, my brothers. If someone has a question, we are here to edify one another in simplicity. There are many things that Brother Frank said again this morning related to the revival. Brother Gianfranco, this morning we heard that for me how to say it. It's mean to look ourselves in the mirror of the world. If I see myself in the mirror of the world, truly, do I truly see the difference between me and others? It's true that I'm a child of God. It's also true that there are still things to be put at their place. But we have to say that there is always the temptation or things of the world. That's the world would like that children of God to have just the appearance of believer, to have the appearance of believer, so traditional believer, with a head down, being humble, I pray like Mary, all those iconic images. But there are still this temptation in the world. But the children of God, they are simple person like others, but they just restrain themselves from things of the world. And for example, we were speaking about seal. The seals in the Old Testament, they were scroll or parchment, and they were seal. And this parchment were sealed, and this seal supposed to be there. No one could open it. And today, the seal of God is in our heart, and no one else can open it. God wrote His word in your heart, then He sealed it, and no one else can change it or can remove things from your heart. So things are truly sealed and includes or within your heart. By faith, God put them there. And you do not have things of the world anymore. That doesn't mean not to go anymore to work or not to drink a coffee with your coworkers. But for me personally, the field of trials is there at work. The temptation, I can say, for example, when there are some discussions, when there's a time that I can testify, or when the word of worldly things, they came, and we react in a different way. For example, we forgive to those who offend us, and we try to have understanding towards those people. Other people, they can accuse them or accuse him, but as a believer, we forgive them, and we can say, for this time, this person has this problem in his heart, for this reason he's acting like this, and we can see the example from the adulterous woman. Everyone was condemning her, but Jesus Christ forgave her. The Spirit of God, if in our heart, sees things differently between that woman and Jesus, the accusers understood that there was something, and there was something in Jesus' heart. Also today, it must be the same with us. So this difference must be clear. So we have to seek more to submit ourselves to the voice of God, to let the voice of God to speak through us. There are a lot of things that Brother Frank have said, but sometimes we just need one word. that is going to quicken you. And we know that he's a faithful servant. And when he speaks, there are things that are going to refresh us or regenerate us. Is like an exhortation, or someone is telling you, walk up, stand up. And I took it like an encouragement, a word of encouragement. That's what I wanted to say. Brother Carmelo is also here. That's Brother Carmelo. He takes the word. I'm someone of a few words, but I wanted just to join in the same spirit with what Brother Frank said already this morning in my bed. Also yesterday evening, I was thinking about this. I was thinking about what it was said about those who serve God and those who does not serve God. And this morning, I want to speak a little bit. I want to be clear. I spoke already about this problem, and I continue to pray about this problem. Yesterday, I met a friend of Andrea, and he told me it's been quite long not seeing Andrea. And then I thought there's a difference between those who serve you and those who does not. Then I thought about Moses when he was before, or when he was before the people of Israel, and he said, make your people to be victorious. And we pray for the difference to be there, and our faith must be manifested in our families. Our faith must show a reality. And God takes care of these things. So to come back to what Brother Frank say, and also Brother Franco, I please ask you to pray for this situation, to pray for Andrea, and to pray as a... And I believe that God is in our lives, and through prayers, God is God. So he's going to act. What I did not understand well is when Brother Janton, I did not understand well what he translate. It seems to me to understand, to have understood that the prophesied things must take place before the return of the Lord. And there's something that Brother Frank said that I did not understand. Then Brother Frank say there are things that they can come to pass just in one day. And I asked to myself, in one day, what's the meaning of in one day? Did he presume or assume like in one day, or in a short time, or in one day? Probably things are so near that we have to be ready at a second, in a second, for we know that the Lord we will come or is coming. And we repeat it always. All things work together for those who love God. So our faith is there for all things. For this reason, when I see that the medication do not have effect when Andrea is taking them, but I'm a bit sad about it, but I know that the Lord is able to do things. And that's what I wanted to share in the just quickly with you. May God give us faith, and may He make us part of or part of the rapture, and then the Lord will let us to rest in peace. But right now we have problem, but we know later. May God bless us. Now, Brother Franco is answering. What Brother Frank said about the things to that can take place in one day is related to the rapture. You know, there are many brothers in the message that are interpreting things. So, actually, we speak about 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 16. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. For there are many, many shouts. Here is about the shout of the resurrection. So to walk up the dead in Christ. So it doesn't have anything to do with other shout. Here is about we can say a shout of resurrection. So for the dead in Christ to resurrect, that's what Brother Frank wanted to say. I note it down here. So it's a shout of resurrection to walk them up. And concerning prayer, we know that the Lord works. I'm saying that as exhortation, as all of us, when something is passing or is taking place in our heart, God put in our heart, put in the heart of your son Andrea to believe. So once there is the acceptance, then God is going to act. Then God is going to act. If you see in the scripture with Bartimaeus, the leprous man, there must be a stimulus through prayer that is going to be in his heart, and God is going to let in such a way for him to believe. So he must come to faith. He must believe in Christ. Then at that moment, then because it's about that. Otherwise, God cannot work. So we pray. Brother Carmel say that is my prayer. So Brother Frank wanted to say, so if we pray in the other side when the word of God came in the heart, we have to accept it. Because if you don't accept it, we are going like to block. God has given to the church the authority to lay the head upon the sick and to to ordain, to command, to demon to depart or to be cast away. And I believe it with all my heart. But in the other side, faith must be there. I'm giving that as a testimony for the glory of God. God, open that heart. Push that heart to be open and to believe in you. There is no other way. The family in Sicily, she had tumor or she had cancer. The Lord healed her in a minute. And when there's a person that believes with all his heart, God is able to do it in a moment, automatically. God destroys the work of the devil. God has given this, as ordained it to the church, to all of us. We have this authority, each one of us. Everything that was presented to Brother Branham. No, all those who were presented themselves to Brother Branham, they were believing in the line of prayer line. May God open the heart of Andrea to believe and to submit himself and to say, yes, Lord, you are my... It's true that he was coming to church. He was always here, but he has to believe. He must be pushed in that direction for him to cry to God, and God is going to work. I believe that. I believe that also all of us have the same belief, and we have to have this certainty in our heart. God in action. God is always in action. It's true that he prepared things for that soul one day to be available or to be yesterday evening to be disposed. Yesterday evening I heard a preaching. It was a preaching of 62. It was of it was a preaching of 83 of Brother Frank. It was the first time for me to listen one of this preaching, and he was speaking about reality, and this is the reality what we are talking here. God gave to the church this authority, this reality. We said it already a lot of times, or many times. We have to thank the Lord that we are in harmony with the Spirit, with the Spirit of the prophetic Spirit, how to say it. And this thing strengthens our faith. Our faith are strengthened, and that pushes us to go forward. We are really in the perfect harmony. May God bless our heart and help us in our families. Everyone in our family has something to do. Each one in our family has something to do. I like that their family to come in faith. Children, niece, nephew. May God help us and grant us grace. Brother Frank has also said other things, but yeah, God gave us this. The light came. The main exhortation is not to dwell in darkness, but to to dwell in light. And the light came, Malachi 5:4-6, the heart of children back to the fathers, the apostolic father. Brother Frank spoke also about it, and he spoke also about he gave the testimony of the tents, of the manifestation of the children of God, and also the latter rain that will come to pass among people of God. That's what we're waiting for. And we are living always in light, in the fullness of the light. The light means obedience, teaching, faith. May God grant us grace. As when we are speaking about faith, about anger, the anger to come, what's the meaning of being angry? We're speaking about thirst and anger of the word. If it's not the anger and thirst of the word of God, of the prophetic word, if a child of God, we can be also a preacher who preach really the word of God, naturally there is anger and thirst to come. That will come. But everyone speaks, everyone has something to do or to say, but the true people of God, they are looking for the authentic thirst and anger of the word of God. For this reason, we are following Brother Frank. We're listening to Brother Frank. If this thing is not in our heart, then so if there is anger and thirst, is going to push a believer to seek the Lord and to walk with him and to seek always this kind of prophecies, this kind of right knowledge. For at the end is written in Daniel chapter 12, is written that at the end time, or at the end, the knowledge will increase. What kind of knowledge is that? Is that the letter or the realization of the authentic word of God? For this reason, all of us, also himself, Brother Frank, if Brother Frank doesn't read or doesn't go in the presence of the Lord, how would we do? For this reason, we have to continue to dwell in this light, in this biblical reality. God has to push us always in that way to have this anger and this thirst. This first is written in Amos chapter 3, and God made in the way for the food to be stored, and we have to desire this kind of food. The one who preach. Everyone, or the one who's just a believer, everyone is to seek for that. I thank the God bless you, no, brother Bruno. Is giving a testimony, I believe. I thank the Lord for yesterday evening. I pray. And as my son Josiah always speaks about baptism, so the water baptism, and he says, we read the traditional, so they read some books of Brother Frank. And we we ask him, so after reading this book, what is stopping you to be baptized? And he answered, I must have thirst and anger. I must have thirst and anger of reading myself the word. And I told him the anger comes later. So after you eat your first plate, then anger comes. You want to eat the second one. Then we read all the chapter 2 of Act. So it's not to show them that it's not a law to give to people or to say to people, stop smoking, stop doing this, stop. But we have just to obey to the word of God, to the promise to be baptized, to be baptized, and then to you receive the Holy Spirit as is written. And he answered me, but I didn't know. I'm not angry. I pray 1, 2, 3 days, and now we have an answer. Then today the Lord spoke to us about anger and faith and thirst, and I believe that the Lord works. And when we read the traditional Christianity, everyone reads, all the children, they read. Then we pray also for Desiree, also Grazia, that she's going to turn 12 next year. So I told them it's just about obeying and faith. And I told them when I was 18, I heard Breeden speaking about baptism, and then I just raised up my hand, and yeah, that's it. There was faith, and we have faith, and we obey, and that's what I wanted to share with you, because we spoke about thirst and anger, and I wanted to share this word with you, and I hope that this word will be always in our heart and in our lives. May God bless you all. May God gives us always this inner thirst. That's why when we say that the 70 depart from, or they left the Lord because they say the word, your word is hard, but the apostle they stayed with him, and they said, you have the word of life, and they desire to stay with him. They have this thirst, and we have deep, call it deep, and it's faith that's growing or increasing more. And there, in faith, the divine manifestation are being fulfilled or are taking place. And once the faith grows, you can act in the name of the Lord Jesus. Otherwise, you are going to be at the same place. For this reason, Brother Frank said in my next preaching that I will do, or I will... in the next sermon, in the next meeting, we'll speak about our experiences, the experiences that we have to do or to make because of this word that came to us and this desire. So these experiences must be there because we are getting near to the latter rain. May God help us. May God give us also this desire. This flame must be inside us. I do not know how to communicate this thing. And this flame must be there continuously. And it must always be there. And then after a while, we have to share. We have to say, have you heard this? Have you heard this? And that is going to bring us back to the atmosphere that was in Pentecost, to gather all together and to share the bread together and to see the action of God in their midst, to see the work of God in their midst. That was a great blessing. And it has to be like this. For me, it must be like this. For this reason, today is strange. We are a little bit depart or far one another for this confinement. We do not have contact anymore. But have you heard Brother Frank? He say it's a painful time or a sorrowful time. And when we feel it in our heart, it's hard. But we'd like to cry or to shout to everyone to tell them, come and eat. The table is well garnished. Come and eat. Come to Christ. Is the exhortation that we'd like to say. One more important thing is that everything was revealed. It's important to say, when the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross, he said, it's finished. It's all finished. It was included your salvation, the baptism in the name of Jesus Christ, the baptism of the Spirit, the works of the Lord, of the works of God manifested in the midst of the church, the divine healing, all those who were called are included. If you come to faith, that means you are already included in the plan of salvation. Do you understand it? All things are included. So the thirst that you have, the anger of the word, everything was done at the cross, on the cross. Everything is included. Salvation, divine healing, everything is included there. So now belongs to you, to me, and to all to live the regeneration by the Holy Spirit through the word that came. It belongs to us through that anger to do what God wants us to do. Everything is included. It's already inside. If it comes, that means it's already done. For this reason, deep call it deep, as Brother Branham say. Why are you hungry? For there is something to eat somewhere. If you have a desire of something in you, that means there is something there. Something exists already. Glory be to God who strengthened us in faith, in soul, in our soul, and in our hearts. And we believe that God will do all good things. There are still small things or weaknesses, but that is nothing if you have to compare it with the desire of thirst and anger that we have. Those are small things. God bless us and gives us strength. Brother Bruno is asking for a special prayer for the children, Grazia, Josh, Josiah, and Desiree, and all those who will be baptized later on. We pray if there is nothing else to say. Would like to pray? We pray. Let us pray. Glorious Heavenly Father, once more you bless our heart. You see in our heart after you have put this word, this seed of life, this desire to eat the bread of life or the tree of life or from the tree of life. Those who will come to you in the next day or those who are going to be baptized, may they find a way to return to the home, and for them to have strength to serve you and to honor you everywhere and in all, and also for the divine healing among your children. As we said on the cross, everything was fulfilled. Put in the heart of Andrea the desire of accepting you and to seek for the true life that you only can give. God grants grace. That is our prayer. And also this young youth that we come to faith, and also with Veronica for this baptism confirmed already, and for Josiah, this Desiree. May you alone confirm this thirst in them, for them to come to you and to be submitted to you and to receive from you the baptism of the Holy Spirit, not just the baptism of the water, but also the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And you are the one who start. You start in the life of your children, in the life of your followers. Confirm your word and do it. Confirm your presence. For you, there is no barrier. You continue to work and you continue to confuse the enemy and to give victory to your children. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this Sunday. Thank you for the word that we heard, and for the exhortation that you gave, and for faith that you gave us, for us to be strengthened in our hearts. May your blessing descend or be poured upon us, for those who are here and for those who are not yet here. May you bless them, and also for all your church. Reveal yourself more and more, and reveal the name of Jesus Christ and the power of the resurrection. We adore you. We thank you in the glorious and precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Amen and hallelujah. May God bless you all. Amen. May God bless you.